and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 34. What up, Pisces bitches? My dad listens to this podcast, and that was meant for him because he is a Pisces. So I'm sorry if I just offended a whole bunch of Pisces. I don't think you're bitches. I just wanted to make my dad giggle. So yeah. And hi, if this is your first time listening to my podcast, I swear I am not unhinged. Anyhow, as I'm bringing up a zodiac sign, we are actually going to learn about who a Pisces is today. I'm pulling this from zodiacsigns.com, and here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Pisces are very friendly and often find themselves in the company of very different people. They are selfless and always willing to help others. A very fine intent for as long as they don't expect anything much in return. People born with their sun in Pisces have an intuitive understanding of the life cycle and form incredible emotional relationship with other humans on the basis of natural order and senses of guiding them. So yeah, I think this is very fitting, and if you are a Pisces or you know a Pisces, let me know if you think this suits them. I hope you guys learned who a Pisces is if you didn't know, and now we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from It's the Cogs on Reddit.
Has anyone had a Hatman experience? I believe I've seen him twice. Once when I lay down to go to bed, and once while wide awake at work. The time I saw him at work, I was driving. I'm a trucker. And saw him standing in the shadow of the tree on the side of the road. Glowing eyes just boring into me. When I saw him as I was trying to go to sleep, which was the first time I saw him, I hadn't taken anything. I had just had a shit day and lied down, closed my eyes, and the next thing I know, I'm standing in the kitchen of what looked to be an old abandoned farmhouse. I was standing by the sink against one wall, and there was a figure against the far wall, wearing matching wide-brimmed hat, shirt, gloves, pants, dress shoes, and trench coat. It all looked like it was made of old, heavily weathered tan leather, almost caramel color tan. I don't remember him saying anything to me. We just stared at each other for a bit, but I couldn't actually make out any definitive facial features, because his face was constantly changing. After staring at each other for what felt like forever, he pulled out a cane, started walking towards me, and right as he started reaching out towards me, I shot up in bed. I hadn't even fallen asleep. That started the instant I closed my eyes. I'm just really curious if anyone else has any kind of similar experience. I don't know how many Hatman stories I have read now, but it feels like a pretty good handful. Personally, no, I've never experienced this. I don't really want to. I really need to start looking into the legend of the Hatman because that is something I am not familiar with. And as I read more of these stories, now I'm curious because there are a ton of people who have seen this alleged Hatman, and it just blows my mind because every single story, it's all very similar. And if you haven't heard any of my previous ones, go ahead and listen. Couldn't tell you which episodes they're in at this point. I'm so sorry, but I've read quite a few Hatman stories, and you know what? We're going to move on to story two because I may or may not have realized I have two similar stories, so here we go.
This comes from xhow-did-i-gate-here-x on Reddit.
When I was 14, I was visited by the Hat Man every night for 6 months straight. For the first 5 months, he just stood in the corner of the room opposite me, staring at me. I would wake up at 3:30 every night and look over and see him. At first, I thought it was sleep paralysis, so I tried to move and found out that I could easily move, but he was still there. After 5 months of our nightly staring contest, he moved from the corner. For the final month, he was instead standing directly over me, staring down at me. He never moved or did anything, just stared. He eventually stopped showing up, and I haven't seen him since. Every time I saw him, for some reason, I felt that if I spoke to him or tried to get up, that he might do something bad. So I just laid there and stared back. The description I'd give is pretty typical. Around 7 to 8 feet tall, with glowing red eyes, and a wide-brimmed hat. I will award 100 points to Gryffindor if you can name the episode theme. Okay, I'm feeling loopy, but yes, it is the Hat Man episode. I didn't 100% plan this, I just realized, oh my gosh, I have two stories that are the same. I think it's really interesting to hear similar stories, but from two completely different people. And I'm definitely going to be researching the Hat Man after this episode because I don't really know anything about him. And I feel like at this point I should know more and I should be doing better, so I apologize. But if you guys have had a Hat Man story, or if you want to listen to previous ones, go listen to my old episodes. Again, I'm sorry I don't know where they're at in those episodes, but I mean, why not just listen to the whole podcast? Well, let's do it. It's great. But anywho, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.